Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fox Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in. Well, not just myself. Myself and Marcus Hayes in for Marks and Reese today on this Wednesday afternoon. We got a whole lot to talk about. I can't believe they let this happen here, Marcus. You and I working together. How you doing today, man?
It's a toxic combination, man.
That's what the people are saying.
I don't know what they're thinking. Hopefully Fritz can be the calming entity, the base to our asset.
That sounds like me.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's usually the one riling everyone up. We'll see. So, yes, Jack is in, and Joe Giglio and Marcus Hayes in this afternoon for both Marks and Reese. We're excited here for the show. And, Marcus, we got a lot to talk about. We'll get to the Hall of Fame stuff, which we got the announcement last night. Only David Ortiz makes the Hall of Fame. This year, Marcus is a voter, so I'm excited to get his thoughts on what happened with the ballot. I'm sure some Eagles stuff will come up with Jalen Hurts. We have a couple great guests, Daniel Jeremiah, Brian Baldinger later in the show. But we got to start, Marcus, with the Sixers, because really this is fascinating what is happening, and it's remarkable to watch Joel Embiid do what he's doing now. Another tremendous night last night. They win. It wasn't pretty. It's never pretty because he's playing so shorthanded, Joel Embiid, with the players out there. And Marcus, you know, we're 2 weeks from tomorrow until the NBA trade deadline, and there's rumors everywhere and all this stuff about James Harden's going to come here in the summer. And I just feel like the more this plays out and the more that Daryl Morey waits, and it certainly seems like he is prepared to take this thing into the summer and to not trade Ben Simmons for the best he can get right now. Marcus, I just feel like it's wrong, and I feel like we're fooling ourselves into believing the future is better than the present for the Sixers. Joel Embiid is in his prime right now. This is the best we've ever seen out of this guy. This city waited through years of him being injured and banged up for his prime to one day hopefully arrive. It's here now. And I can't sit here and say, I'm good, just waste this season, screw it for the hope of better tomorrow. I believe the James Harden rumors are smoke. I think it's just nonsense to make us feel better and to make ourselves feel like, well, all right, it'll be better in the future. We did this last summer. Well, that's all right. Don't trade him now. Dame Lillard's going to say, I want out of Portland. And then he said, I don't want out of Portland. I think we're doing it again. Marcus, I believe this is a mistake. If the Sixers hold on to Ben Simmons, don't do something to help out Joel Embiid now for the hope of a better tomorrow, I think they're making a mistake that they're going to regret one day when they look back and say, man, Joel Embiid was a top two or three or four player in the league, and we said, that season doesn't matter. I think it'd be a mistake.
Well, it depends on, I guess, whether or not you think you can make the team better. So I haven't seen a deal that didn't include enough leaving the Sixers that it wouldn't hurt them in the short term and the long term. So Daryl Morey's job is not to necessarily win five more games in a second-round playoff game this year. And maybe some of the trades we've seen would get to that point. But two, three, 4 years from now, no. The deals I've seen, I don't know what you've seen, but the deals I've seen involving the players that it would take and what you would get back does not make them a team that can contend with the Milwaukee Bucks during Giannis Antetokounmpo's prime. They just don't. And let's be honest, those are the two players we're talking about
here.
Okay, so, you know, there was a point, I think it was about a year and a half ago, where I was like, hey, I would trade Ben Simmons right now straight up for Jrue Holiday. I think the team is good enough as it's comprised to put a real point guard on the team who is a pretty good defender and a good ball distributor and a good enough offensive player so that Ben Simmons' absence, one for one, this would make the team better short-term and long-term because Drew's relatively young. He's not 30 yet, I don't think. So all that said, you know, that ship never, you know, was really floated. I don't think Daryl Morey would have done that deal. But I haven't seen a deal, either from Sacramento or anywhere else that says to me, this is a better group of players after the deal than with the deal, independent of Ben Simmons.
Well, two things on that. And 215-592-9494, because I believe Daryl Morey has to act now, make a trade, cannot wait for this hope of James Harden. Two things strike me, Marcus, that I can't get past.
Before we go any further, do you think that there won't be as good a deal in the offseason as now? Of the deals you've seen, of the deals I don't like, maybe he has to settle for that, but what difference does it make whether he settles for it now or later? Because have you seen a deal that wins him a championship this year?
I have not, but I don't think that deal's ever coming.
So why not wait in case you get a Harden or you get a Lillard or you get somebody? Because at this point, it sounds like you're ready to cut bait. I'm ready to fish a little longer.
And that's my problem with all this. We've been fishing for a year now. We know this thing started last July. In fact, it started last year at this time, right? When Daryl Morey was trying to get James Harden last year.
Well, even before.
Right. This has been going on for years, where the idea of maybe trading Ben Simmons for something different has been going on. I actually look at his trade value, and I think it will diminish as time goes on. I think there's zero chance they're getting a superstar for Ben Simmons. And I think we're fooling ourselves to believe this. Like, one day we're going to wake up and he's going to have value. He's the same player that last year this whole town said, get him out because of what happened in the playoffs. I don't think anyone's going to want him. And Marcus, I look at it this way. If you're going to get $10 for something or $100, whatever denomination we want to use, in July, and you're going to get it now, I'd rather take it now. And there's also another path here that no one seems to want to bring up. Daryl Morey made his bones on what in Houston? Making trades, right? He was the most active general manager in the sport. And I look at it almost as, I don't know, lazy. And it's a little bit on our part, but some on Daryl Morey. It's like, why can't he trade for, just throwing names out, Tyrese Haliburton, a good young player. Sabonis from the Pacers, good young player. Why couldn't he trade for those guys, bring him in for now, and then in the summer, use them and package them in a deal to maybe get a star? Why is Ben Simmons, who I think this whole town would agree isn't good enough, why is he the ticket to something special? I don't get it.
I think that it's kind of the Donovan McNabb quandary, right? The Donovan McNabb issue, the Jimmy Rollins issue, okay? This town agrees that Ben Simmons isn't good enough. I'm not sure the rest of the NBA, the rest of the basketball cognoscenti, I believe Ben Simmons is as devalued as he is in Philadelphia.
You might be right on that. And I think we're going to find that out as time goes along. 215-592-9494. Should Daryl Morey wait for the summer? And specifically, should he wait for the hope of a James Harden deal? Marcus, this is the stuff that really has been getting me the last couple of days.
Because it just feels like
I have a theory. And I blame, in part, I blame our old boss here, Spike Eskin. I think this town is brainwashed by the process.
The Spike Eskin delivered.
Yeah, I think they were brainwashed.
That's not even a debate. I mean, yeah. There are people who, when the Sixers win three in a row, they'll wear their process shirts.
Yeah.
And they're 60. You know, these are people who saw Wilt Chamberlain play, and they're like, oh, no, the process is definitely going to work because, oh, well, now the process is horrible. And it's bizarro world. Anytime anybody has process in their Twitter bio, I just ignore what
they say. Yeah, you have to. Just ignore those mentions.
Because it's a cult, and it's a dwindling cult that swells when somebody like Joel Embiid goes on a run that he's like he's on now.
So here's how I think the process broke our brains. We're always thinking about tomorrow, and today doesn't matter. Tomorrow will always be better than today. And I bought in the beginning. Like I was on board with all this. Like they tanked, they got Embiid, they had draft picks, capital. I was all on it. But the present has to matter a little bit. The whole point of this was to find a player like Joel Embiid. You have one now.
No, the whole point was to find multiple players.
Yes.
Like
well,
Joel Embiid.
They swung and missed on too many in between Joel and now, and that's right. We all know that, and that's not the fault of Hinkie or one person. That's the whole organization. But they have an Embiid now, and I think this Harden stuff is more like the process where it's like, oh, we'll convince ourselves he's going to come. Why is James Harden coming here, and how is he getting here? So people keep telling me, well, the Sixers have no leverage. If he wants to come, the Nets have no leverage. If he wants to come here, the Nets have to send him here for Ben Simmons. Marcus, three teams in the NBA are projected to have max cap space this offseason. It is the Detroit Pistons, the Spurs, and the Magic. The only way a sign and trade works is if the team, like the Nets, are afraid he's going to walk away for nothing. Then they say, all right, well, fine. We'll just give us something back. Almost any place Harden goes, the Nets are in position where they have to trade him there. They have to agree to it. I don't see any way in the world the Nets say, all right, you take James Harden this summer. Fine, Morey, you win. Give us back Ben Simmons. I think it's pie in the sky.
I don't know. I don't know that that's – again, you do not appreciate Ben Simmons. And I am not Ben Simmons' biggest advocate, but Ben Simmons adds massive value to your ball club. It may not be – he may not be the perfect player. But when you have ball-dominant scorers like Kyrie and KD on your team already, Ben Simmons does not fit, okay, number one. Number two, Joel Embiid – the entirety of the NBA experience for veterans – is getting players a championship opportunity. There might not be a better player in the league more developed all around than Joel Embiid. Players want to play with those players. There is no way James Harden would even consider Philadelphia if Joel Embiid not only was who he is, but was doing what he's doing, not just this year, but last year too. The jump he took after I think he had kind of a knee injury, and there was debate. Mm-hmm. Is Joel going to play in enough games?
Right.
Is he going to play hurt? Is he going to play through it? That changed the narrative about Joel Embiid, and it changed the product of Joel Embiid. And I think other players are much more eager to play with him now than they ever have been and maybe ever will be.
Well, you're probably right about that. And I think players like a Harden would – it makes sense why he'd maybe want to come here, but I don't think the Nets are going to allow it. And I think waiting till the summer hurts this year with the hope of the future that I just don't see it happening. I'd make a trade now. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in on this Wednesday afternoon. Joe Giglio, Marcus Hayes in for Mark Cerise. And we're debating, would the Sixers be making a mistake by holding on to Ben through the trade deadline in hopes of Harden? I say yes. I think it'd be a mistake. I don't think James Harden's coming. And I would make a trade before the trade deadline to get Ben Simmons out of here. Daniel is in Old City up first this afternoon. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, Daniel. What's
awesome.
Up?
And So I think the main question here you have to ask yourself is what is this whole thing about? And obviously it's about winning a championship. And when you talk about winning a championship, you need stars. You see it all across the league. You need a lot. You need star power to win a championship. And you need more than just one star. And I think if we take it back to last year, we were having the same conversation, you know, like, should Morey trade Simmons? You know, we can't waste like this MVP year from Embiid, and that was last year. And he's better this year so far, so I think it's not completely unrealistic to expect this from Embiid for another year or two when hopefully we get Harden over the summer. If you can't get Harden, then this is all for naught. But, I think we just got to wait.
So, Daniel, it's an interesting conversation because we've seen in recent history in the NBA, Kawhi Leonard goes to Toronto as a star, is positioned with some pretty good players, wins a championship. Anthony Davis goes to Los Angeles as a star, plays with LeBron, wins a championship. The formula seems to work. It worked with, you know, it worked with Garnett and it worked with
Allen,
Ray Allen.
And Pierce, see those guys, yeah.
It worked in Miami. I mean, the formula works. And if you've got a guy who could attract a star, the NBA is about stars. You know, there are guys who are just different.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I think trading a Kings ransom for a bunch of young Kings players, like as much as I like Buddy Hield and De'Aaron Fox, those two guys added onto this roster maybe get you to the conference finals, but it doesn't win you a championship. And I'm not in this to make the conference finals and make the NBA finals. I'm in it to win, and I think to do that, you need Harden or someone of his caliber, and I think Harden's your best shot.
Yeah, and what happens if you don't get him? Like, and this is the point, and Daniel, we appreciate the phone call. Marcus, I keep coming back to this because I no one's giving me a straight answer on this. When do you fold your cards on this?
I think in the summer. I think if you can't get Harden, then these other deals are there.
We think they are. I mean, what's stopping the Kings from trading Halliburton by the trade deadline?
Well, there are lots of Halliburtons.
Yeah.
There are lots of Fields, you know. And the other thing is, and I think one of our callers is going to bring this up later, how good are they right now healthy?
The Sixers?
The Sixers.
Yeah, they're decent.
They're more than decent. They're decent now, and
yeah,
they're not healthy.
But who's
when
coming back?
When they're healthy.
Who's coming back?
Seth Curry, Danny
right.
Green. Matisse Thybulle?
Right.
I mean,
those guys. But they're not adding a star like on the
right,
roster.
Right. But so the question isn't how far are they away as they're comprised last night. It's how far are they away when they're good. Like, when they're really good, are they a conference final team this year? And I think that's a valid question considering the makeup and the issues of the other teams. What if Kyrie can't play in Brooklyn in May?
Well, off that point, and they've done well. I mean, the last month, they've been incredible. And Joel's obviously carrying this. But off that point, that furthers my feeling on this. If we think they're a second round or potentially a conference finals team right now, I mean, there is value to the now. This is why I say that.
Right, but if you get the now, some of those guys coming back are going to be sitting. They're not going to be part of that process. If you trade for somebody, and I'm not saying you won't be marginally better, okay? Buddy Hield might be marginally better for you than Seth Curry
or
whoever. My point is, you have to be significantly better if you're trading that piece. Because and here's the ultimate question. It's a pie in the sky question. What if Ben Simmons came back and played? That's what you have. So you have to get something of commensurate value in the now, because all these other deals, from my perspective, will still – I don't think Ben Simmons is going to be less valuable than he is right now, stealing money with probably a fake mental issue and, you know, like letting his team down. I mean, I can't – this has to be the bottom, doesn't it?
You would think, though. Look, a full year off and not playing, and the last memory we have of him is Game 7 against the Hawks series.
Guys take years off all the time because of actual injuries.
They do.
You know, but he's not 37.
No, he's not. He's still young. And obviously, the last time we saw him, he was a good player. But
and he's working out in this building, right? He's working out.
Yeah, right downstairs. Maybe, right. Maybe if he's here today, we could bring him up and talk to him.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'll happen.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. I want to trade Ben Simmons now by the trade deadline. Marcus is okay waiting. And the James Harden thing hovers over all of this, because there's now a feeling out there that possibly if the Sixers wait, they could swap Ben Simmons at a sign-a-trade for James Harden. I just feel like we're just being brainwashed. We did this last summer. Like this endless pursuit of a star that we're going to swap Ben for. Two things are amazing to me that we still believe this. One, when was the last time a star player chose Philadelphia? It just doesn't happen.
When was the last time they had a Joel Embiid?
Well, they did have an Allen Iverson here.
Who was not Joel Embiid. Let's be very, very clear, okay? Allen Iverson is not Joel Embiid.
Different players. But,
Joel Embiid's a complete player who makes everybody around him better. Allen Iverson is a player you have to configure a team to compensate for his shortcomings.
Yep. But they did have a great player, a top 10, 5 player.
That nobody wanted to play with.
Well, I haven't seen anyone that wants to play with Embiid either. We hear rumors.
Right.
I mean, Dame Lillard could be here right now if he wanted to. I mean, he has the power in Portland. They respect him. If he asked out and asked specifically to go somewhere, I think they would have said okay and probably took back Ben. No one has ever actually done this. And now all these rumors come out about James Harden, like he wants to play in Philadelphia. Marcus, I'm sure you saw the report yesterday Shams had, mm-hmm. where he talked about the trade that almost went down last year, Nets, Sixers, they both presented deals. The way he reported is the Rockets said, where do you want to go? They gave him the power because they respected him, all he did for that
but
organization.
But you're dealing with a different animal.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid is a different guy since he made his MVP push last year, and that means you can't overstate what that means. I mean, I think in the middle of last season – and this is kind of a basketball nerdy conversation. In the middle of last season, he was one of the least dependable people to have on the floor in the last 4 minutes.
Totally.
Since then, he's been one of the most dependable people to have on the floor in the last 4 minutes. His game has evolved that much, that quickly. Maybe a light switch went off. Maybe he started listening to the coaching. But Joe, and let's not underestimate the coaching. Joel Embiid has gotten appreciably better as a basketball player since Doc Rivers got here.
Well,
he's a lot better.
Yeah, this is the best he's ever been. I mean, he's playing at a level now where you feel like he could be the backbone of a championship, like the guy, and then you put another guy with him and you could win. 215-592-9494. Brian is in Woodbury. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing today?
Good, Brian. What are you thinking?
I agree with you completely, Joe Giglio. I think now's the time to strike, because, I mean, I get that Embiid can bring players here, but how do you know how long – you don't know how long you have Embiid for. I mean – he's playing great right now. Say he tears his ACL at the end of the season. I mean, he's bound to, something's bound to happen. He has a track record where he does get hurt. And then what are you going to do? You're not going to attract anybody here with an injured Embiid. And I also think the idea of treating, like, I don't think Harden, I think getting Harden here is pie in the sky, like you said. I just don't see why, if I'm a GM, I would take Simmons for a top five player.
That's what I can't reconcile, Brian. Like, yeah, okay, maybe James Harden wants to play with Embiid now. Maybe he thinks Philadelphia and Morey and all the stuff he has
right here.
But, like, the Nets have to agree. That's called a sign and trade. They have to send him here for Simmons.
But one of the things that neither one of you guys is addressing is what trade puts them in a position to win a championship. I just haven't seen that.
So I'll say it this way, and Brian, we appreciate the call. Let's say they have a 5% chance. I'll use Maury terms, right? He likes to use this percentages like this. Let's say they have a 5% chance right now. That's not growing at all if Ben Simmons doesn't return this year and they don't get anything back. It stays at 5. This is their team. If they trade Ben Simmons for help, and I don't know what that is. Is it Sabonis, which would be kind of an awkward fit with Embiid? Is it Halliburton? Is it Fox, Hield, John Collins? I don't know what the return is. I don't know how much it goes up, but that goes up something, right? Adding one or two good players.
Not necessarily.
But they're a better team.
Are you a better team? They're 2.5 games out of first right now, and they don't have their team. If we were looking at 40 games in, 45 games in, with a 35 games from Seth Curry, 35 games from Danny Green,
right.
40 games from Embiid, what we've seen from Maxey and more development from Thybulle, who I find to be the most intriguing player on the roster, except for Embiid, of course, what are they? I don't think they can beat the Bucks right now. I don't think they can beat the Nets right now if the Nets congeal the way we think they're going to congeal. But Buddy Hield ain't making them beat the Bucks or the Nets either, especially if you have to give up two of those guys to get Buddy Hield.
Yeah, I guess I look at it like this. Something is better than nothing, especially when I think that what they have is never going to give them
a start.
All right,
so let me ask you this. How much – we'll go to break on this question. I'll give you the whole break to ponder it, okay?
Okay, can't wait.
How much of your stance is, I just don't like Ben Simmons?
I don't.
I'll think about this.
But I know how I'm going to go. 215-592-9494. I'll put it this way. I feel like I'm watching a friend who has no job. They are jobless. And they said, well, I have an offer to take a job, but it's like I'm only making X amount per year. I'm holding out for the job that pays me six figures. Dude, you don't have any money. What are we holding out for? That six-figure job's not coming. This is crazy talk.
They have a job.
The Sixers?
They have a third set. They're like third place. They're 2.5 games out. They don't stink.
But they have no chance to win a title right now.
You have a name for that friend? You want to out him?
Yeah, right.
It's not a friend. Imagine, it's most of his friends.
Probably is. Imagine if we didn't have Jack producing today.
Yeah, imagine how bad the show would sound.
Well, and Marcus is here saying we need an upgrade on Jack. We're going to hold out no producer until we get an upgrade on Jack.
But
Jack
there is
helping.
No upgrade on Jack.
Yes, thank you. I've been trying to tell people that, Marcus.
Yes. See, finally, 215-592-9494. When we get back, you got to hear this. Kendrick Perkins, either he's hearing something that's the truth, or he's part of this misinformation act by Daryl Morey, but it certainly sounds like another insider, ex-player, thinks that James Harden does want the Sixers. You'll hear from Kendrick Perkins next. All your phone calls. Should the Sixers continue to wait for the hope of James Harden or make a deal trading Ben Simmons before the deadline? I say trade him. Marcus says wait. 215-592-9494. Joe Giglio, Marcus Hayes in for Marks and Reese.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio, Marcus Hayes in today for Marks and Reese. We got a lot to get into here. Daniel Jeremiah next hour. Brian Baldinger later in the show. The retirement today of Brandon Brooks. We'll touch on Hall of Fame vote, including a lot of Phillies in the ballot. So a lot to touch on. A top five of five later. But right now we're debating the whole Sixers situation and whether or not Daryl Morey is doing the right thing waiting. And now it seems like waiting in the hopes of a James Harden trade involving Ben Simmons this summer. I think the whole thing is just bananas. And you have one of the best players in the NBA.
But I've given you 8 minutes now to ponder, to plumb the depths of your soul.
I did it.
Hell!
I did it. I thought about this.
Having plumbed the depths of your soul, do you want Ben Simmons out of town because you hate Ben Simmons as much as you want Ben Simmons out of town because you honestly believe that even a sideways deal makes the team better right now?
I want Ben Simmons out of here because I can't waste Joel Embiid's season. That's it.
That's not an answer.
Well, it's not because I hate Ben Simmons.
Okay, that's the answer.
Well, I don't, but no, it's not. I don't want, he's never going to play.
It's a really simple question.
Yes, it's not about Ben Simmons for me.
Okay.
It's not. To answer your question simply, Marcus asked me, is this about my hatred of Ben Simmons? It's not because, Marcus, this would be different for me if he was playing. You know, like if he was playing, but he didn't want to be here and he was complaining, then I'd say you got to get him out. I just want something back.
You mean like Harden was?
Yeah, when he was wearing a fat suit down in Houston? Yeah. I just want him out because I don't think this asset will appreciate. I think if anything, it depreciates, or we just waste this year and we do the trade in the summer. Like, I feel like Daryl Morey is staring down a brick wall. Like, he's charging towards it, and he's going to have to turn left or right sooner than later. Otherwise, he's going to crash.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, Daryl Morey has spoken publicly about his – how he gauges where his sort of hand is right now. And he clearly thinks that he cannot make his team appreciably better with any of the deals that he's seen right now. So, yeah, he's gambling. And I think he did use the percentages. You know, if we're 5% likely to win now, do we go to maybe go to 8 or 9%? But I think he really likes the team he has. And I think that might be the biggest issue that he has that you don't have, because all of the deals include getting rid of Tobias Harris and his bloated contract, but Tobias Harris is a valuable player.
Wow. It includes, is he really?
He's a pretty good basketball player. He's not worth the money he makes.
Well, that's the truth.
But he's not a detriment to any team he's been on. He likes developing Tyrese Maxey. He likes that idea. He likes developing Matisse Thybulle. And those are the assets that you're being asked to give up for whatever you're getting back in return. And I think the hardcore, let's save some money to make some money general manager in him sees that and says, well, I might have something more valuable this time next year in those two young players than anything I'd get back right now, period. You know, I don't know that I agree with that, but, you know, it's not my job. It's his job.
Right.
I just don't think that he thinks anything he's seen makes them much better than what they are now, and more importantly, better than what they could be when those young players develop more.
Yeah, I think he's bluffing. I think Daryl Morey's bluffing because he already came out and said, I'm only trading Ben if it appreciably makes my roster better, and he's going to be embarrassed when he can't trade Ben for that. I mean, I made a couple analogies earlier, and we're going to play for you in a second here, and we'll get back to the phone lines, 215-592-9494. You know, I made a couple silly analogies earlier. Let me give you one more. All right, so let's say that we go to the trade deadline. He does a trade Ben. We take it to the summer. Marcus, this is like watching someone, another analogy, have a house on the market, right? It's $500,000, $400,000, $300,000, whatever number, right? And they can't get the number they want. I'm going to take the house off the market, and we're going to go back on in the summer for just as much or more. your house isn't worth this. You can't get what you think you can get for your house. At some point, if you want to sell the house and move forward with your life, you're going to have to take less.
That's actually a horrible analogy.
How come?
Because most real estate people will tell you this is a really bad time to sell your house. But the beginning of the summer is a perfect time to sell your house.
Well, guess what? It's not going to be for Ben Simmons. All right, you know who actually agrees with you and agrees with Daryl Morey right now? That would be Kendrick Perkins. Here's what he's hearing on the All the Smoke podcast. Kendrick Perkins talking about the Harden to Philadelphia rumors.
And I'm going to tell you straight up, this is real life. This is not rumors, okay? No matter how much he may try to deny. But right now, I think Philly want to win. I know they're not going to win a championship unless they make a big move. Mm-hmm. But I think they're thinking more so about next season. See what I'm saying? And so I'm going to just give you hints and you can figure it out. But James Harden didn't sign his contract extension. Mm-hmm. All right? He didn't sign it. He was supposed to sign it. He was supposed to go KD, Kyrie, James Harden. Didn't happen. All right? So he didn't sign it. Now James Harden camp is telling people in Philly, we want to come play with Embiid next year.
So there was what Kendrick Perkins said. I like Perk. I think he's one of the most interesting ESPN
10
ads.
Years ago, if I had told you that Marcus Spears and Kendrick Perkins would be the Morgan Freemans of broadcast journalism right now, I think you'd have thrown me out of the car.
I would have. I love them both. Spears is great. I love when he needles Dan Orlovsky when it's talking about quarterbacks like Carson Wentz. It's great. But and look, Perkins has had some inside info over the years. Obviously, he's just not that far removed from the game. He knows people. Maybe James Harden is saying this, but the idea the Sixers are going to get him, there's more steps to it, and I think it's just crazy talk that we're going to wait for James Harden here. 215-592-9494. Should the Sixers keep waiting? Is Daryl Morey right to keep waiting and not trade Ben for the hopes of Harden? I say no. Brahim in Jacksonville's up. What's up, Brahim?
What's happening, Joe? Man, Joe, you are the most impatient dude I have ever met.
Impatient?
Yeah, like, yes, bro, because listen, Marcus said it best. Exactly what I'm thinking Marcus just described to you. It's like, listen, why are we going to make these dumb little trades and it's not going to help us win a championship? You keep saying you want to trade Ben Simmons, you don't want to waste this season, but any of the trades that you're talking about is not going to get us to the chip.
So well, wait a second, Brahim. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What are they getting? If a scale of 1 to 100 or 0 to 100, right? What is Ben Simmons giving them right now? 0 to 100.
He's giving them 0.
0. So Halliburton or John Collins or whatever name we're throwing out there, they're better than 0, right?
But this is my thing, though, Joe. So we all heard last year. Remember Kendrick Perkins said, Ben Simmons is willing to sit out.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, nobody believed him, blah, blah, blah. But guess exactly what happened. Like, this isn't like some information that's from a non-credible source. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm going to not win a championship anyway, I know that James Harden has not signed his contract extension. And there's word through the grapevine that he wants to come and play with Embiid. I'm going to wait. And if it doesn't happen, then go ahead and make the trade.
So that's it for you. We'll waste one more year. This summer, we'll admit this is nonsense.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's where I'm at.
Yeah, and that's where I just think this is silly. Like, we got to cut our losses now. And Brahim, we appreciate the phone call. So, Marcus, Brahim's with you and thinking,
right,
this is worth it.
You did it again. It's not fair to say what you said. It's not that they're getting 0 from Ben Simmons.
They are.
That's not the issue. The issue is, are they going to be even though they're getting nothing from Ben Simmons, they're getting something from someone. So what you replace has to give you more than what you have.
But Tyrese Halliburton would make the team better.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
But
I said at the beginning of the show,
yeah,
I haven't seen a single trade that makes them appreciably better than what they are right now, and certainly not better than what you would have to, because Tyrese Halliburton is going to cost you Matisse Thybulle over Tyrese Maxey, okay? And
no,
nothing, you know, but they are something to me and to the Sixers organization.
So Ben Simmons for John Collins and Bogdanović at the Hawks, just throwing out, you know, salaries probably match there. That's just a simple one.
Okay,
that
so who
make
sits?
Them better? John Collins and
right. So who sits?
Who sits?
Who are you taking out of the lineup?
I mean, you could play a lot of these guys less and put those guys in.
Okay. Well, you have to tell me who you're taking out. You're sitting Tobias?
Yeah, sure.
So you're going to sit a $35 million a year player?
I don't care about his salary. He's had a lot of games this year where he's been not very good. I'd rather have John Collins on the court. I think he's a better player.
Okay, so that's fine. However,
makes your bench better.
That trade doesn't exist either. We have no evidence that trade ever existed.
Well, we don't have any. All this is rumors, right?
It's pretty well sourced stuff. I mean, I don't doubt that Keith Pompey, who's my colleague at the Inquirer, sure, that he has a pretty good line on what's happening, and from both sides, from both camps, mm-hmm, you know, and a lot of good sources throughout the. I don't dispute any of the trades. I don't think, despite what Daryl Morey said last week, I don't think that only Adrian Wojnarowski gets the trade stuff right.
Oh, I agree with you on that.
You know, so I have yet to see a deal, any deal, that makes them appreciably better now and down the road. I would take that. I told you a deal I would take. I thought Drew Holiday made them better right immediately last year in the middle of the season. I'd have done that deal. But, I was an outlier.
Yeah.
I might be wrong.
I don't think the deal exists.
What's that?
I don't think the trade exists. Ben Simmons isn't good enough to justify all of this.
Okay, I think we agree. Daryl Morey and I disagree with that as well. I don't think he's blowing smoke. I think he sees him as a very, very valuable player to a team. It's just that no team has a need for Ben Simmons right now, and I find that to be more remarkable than anything else because Ben Simmons doesn't suck.
Right, but Marcus, we know how NBA trades work with great players. When they're on the market, teams come asking for them. The fact that he's here right now, I just think this is the biggest joke we've had in Philadelphia sports in a year. We have a player that no one wants. I mean, no one wants him, otherwise he'd be gone.
No, people want him, but they want him for something that they think is not enough.
But any marketplace, the market speaks for itself. The NBA marketplace has spoken. Ben Simmons is not worth a superstar. That's it. He's not going to be worth a superstar because the calendar is July. That's the part I can't reconcile with. Why don't we get this?
I think from my perspective, I don't know that you need to bring a superstar back. There's only, what, 8 superstars, 12 superstars.
Agreed, right. There's not many.
Daryl Morey said anybody in the top 40 is fair game at this point for Ben Simmons.
Well, he said that after top 25, which means he knows he can't get top 25.
Well, I think he said top – what he said, I thought it was top 30, then top 40.
Well, soon
my
top
point
50.
Is he's moved.
Top
60. I've moved too.
Yeah.
You know? But, again, we're not – Tyrese Haliburton ain't top 40.
He's probably not yet, but he could be there in a couple of years. He's a good young player. I mean, I would take a good young player. And there's also one more thing. 215-592-9494. We're letting Morey off the hook. This doesn't have to be as simple as Ben for X star championship. There's another equation. Ben for assets, try to win now. If not, change the team again in the summer. This is all he did in Houston. Like, he was the most aggressive, trade-happy general manager. Now it's like, well, I'm not doing anything until I get my guy for him. Like, I just think, like, there's another way to do this. Victor is in Olney. Hey. What's up, Victor?
Hey, listen, this is a great show. I just wanted to chime in. I was at the game last night, and, I'm looking at Embiid, and, the crowd really was behind him chanting MVP, but man, he had to work hard last night. He had to work hard last night against a not so good New Orleans team. And the thing about for me is that your analogy of the house is really, it is a good one, because guess what happens in the summer? The interest rate will go up for the house that you're trying to buy, as opposed to being able to take advantage now. Now, I know that may not work, because the reality is Ben Simmons may not get the fair value market that people think they're going to get. So you know what you do? You sell the damn house anyway and then refi later. So the reality for me is the longer we go on with this, we're wasting what to me is a prime time for Embiid. And it's so sad to see it, and I get it. Morey's trying to make, I think, more of I don't want to say a moral stance, but he's like, the hell with this player trying to make me make a move that I don't want to make. But the truth is, sometimes you got to add by subtraction. And I know it doesn't make them great, but in the summertime, are we thinking that just by getting Harden, all of a sudden we're in the freaking championship beating
yes.
the Warriors
yes.
and you, beating Phoenix? No way in hell
Victor,
getting Harden would do that.
Victor. Pairing James Harden with Joel Embiid would make them the best team in the East immediately?
And guess what, man? The East will get better. I think you and we're presuming all this is presumption.
Well, the East isn't going to get better if the Nets are without Harden.
Banking everything on the future that may not happen. And so Phoenix doesn't do this. They build a team. And so build a team, man. And if you got to make moves later, exactly what G said.
Well, you realize that Phoenix got great when they added Chris Paul.
Oh, right.
Who's
exactly.
a million.
That's fine.
Right. So they added a great player. They added a Hall of Fame player, and that made them great.
Sure. And Victor, I agree with Marcus on this, that if Harden did end up here, they would be the best team in the Eastern Conference. I just think this idea that this is going to magically work out for the Sixers is wrong. If they hold him for the hope of what happens in the future, that's probably what's going to happen here, Marcus. I think that Ben is probably going to stay here through the trade deadline, and they go to the summer and wait one more summer for a great player. I just don't think it's going to happen, and I'd rather try to help the now and not worry so much about the future. I feel like the Sixers have been thinking about the future forever. When does the present matter?
I think the present mattered when they traded for Jimmy Butler.
Agreed. Since
they've been present thinking for 3 years
well,
now.
I wouldn't say that. Last year
they traded for Tobias Harris because of the present.
But since then, have they? I mean, last year at the trade deadline, when they had the number one team in the Eastern Conference, their big move was George Hill. Kyle Lowry was on the market last year. The Sixers didn't want to go as far as it took to get Kyle Lowry in Philadelphia. Like,
Kyle Lowry didn't fit in Philadelphia as a ball-dominant point guard with Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons could have sat away from the basketball.
My contention has been since Ben Simmons was drafted, he would be a Hall of Fame level power forward, point forward. But Ben Simmons wasn't going to do that last year. Ben Simmons wasn't going to be like, okay, I'm going to do exactly what happened with Jimmy Butler. I'm going to do it again for Kyle Lowry, who's even more ball dominant as a point guard.
Yeah,
that's a wonderful theory. Ben Simmons would have made sure it didn't work because we saw him make sure it didn't work.
I just know this. I've never seen a team have a player as good as Embiid right now in terms of the landscape of the NBA, top three, four, whatever you want to say he is. And just out loud say, it's okay if we don't win this year.
Well, I'll put the other thing about last year in the trading deadline is this Joel Embiid is different from that Joel Embiid.
Yeah, this one's better.
This one's much better. So the comparison between last trading deadline and this trading deadline, I don't think is apt because you're not talking about the same animal.
Our Twitter question here brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team and shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Would the Sixers be making a mistake by holding on to Ben Simmons through the trade deadline in the hopes for James Harden this summer? Yes, 51%. No, 49%. It's split down the middle here. Dante's in North Philly. I think he's with you, Marcus. What's up, Dante?
Yeah, I'm definitely with Marcus on this one. Victor, he's a little crazy because if we ended up with Harden, we would no doubtably be one of the best teams in the East.
Were you saying similar things about Dame last summer, like when we end up with Dame?
I did. I was very hopeful that we could get Dame, but it didn't work out.
Do you feel like this is all like just a ruse? Like they're not getting these players for Ben Simmons?
Not at all, because everything is a possibility. Now, what I wanted to ask you, Joe, because you seem a bit all over the place, what does not wasting Embiid's prime look like to you? Just having anybody in here?
I've accepted, Dante, that the asset that we think is going to get a star isn't. So I'm trying to do the best I can with the situation. The situation stinks. I think we all agree, right? They have a player who's supposed to be great, Ben Simmons. He turned out to not. Now he's a baby. He wants out of here.
I love it. It's great. It's wonderful.
It stinks.
It's hilarious, and it's unprecedented, and it makes my job real easy.
And, well, that's the truth. But I'm trying to make the best of the situation, Dante, not just like hoping for dreams and unicorns and miracles here.
Well, see, hoping for the best situation isn't bringing the guy that makes the team 5% better. 5% better is wasting Joe Embiid's prime. Now, I don't know if you're willing to admit that, but you could bring in these guys who aren't that good at all. You're wasting his prime.
It's like Dr. Phil on the phone.
Dante, at what point do you fold your cards? At what point? When do you fold your cards? Or do we do this again next year? Because you know what? 3 years from now,
it as long as Embiid is a viable option.
Wait a second. Dante, so they don't trade Ben Simmons' deadline. We get to the summer. James Harden re-ups in Brooklyn or he goes to Miami or something. And we're going to hold Ben Simmons for next year?
The Ben Simmons thing is dead. He's not coming back. We need to. If we're not going to get anything that's going to make us better, who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
Because right now we have nothing. It is a waste of Embiid's, like you said, his prime. We're not getting anything done right now. We cannot win. We're not getting past Milwaukee.
So, Dante, here's my thing. My question to you is, why does Joe hate the current Sixers roster so much? Why is he so down on what they have and what they could be if they don't do anything?
Marcus, you said it already, and he's just not willing to admit it. He doesn't like Ben. He just don't want Ben here.
Well, who likes Ben?
He ran Carson out of town. Now he's running Ben out of town.
No. We ran Carson out of town.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I can see things into the future. I can't help this. I try to tell everyone about Carson. Dante, I'm trying to tell you, no, James Harden's not coming here, man.
I don't know. It's best to just hold out because you never even know who's going to end up disgruntled later on.
But this, we've been doing this a year. My favorite part of this, and Dante, listen, I appreciate your phone call. I just feel like we've lost our minds. We're going to do this next year, and then, wait, listen, we can't get Harden, but Ja Morant, Marcus, a year from now, he might not want to re-up in Memphis.
Love it.
We'll just do this for 5 years.
We'll watch Tyrese Maxey and Matisse Thybulle get better and better and better, and you will not be invited to the parade.
That's all right. Is Matisse Thybulle going to be able to play on offense in any one of these years? Or
3-and-D. He's
shooting 28%.
It's better than 26%.
That's true.
2% better.
Yeah.
By the time Joel Embiid retires, he'll be up to 37%, and you'll have to admit you were wrong.
Ah, that might happen. Carl's in Ardmore. What's up, Carl?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you, Carl. What's up? What do you think?
I'm in a gym, so there's some background. First of all, to Marcus, I've emailed you a couple of times. I think you're a terrific columnist.
Thank you.
I really enjoy you. I also enjoy you on the radio. So stay with it. Number two, think where we would be right now if Ben Simmons had just taken the damn dunk in Atlanta. He just made the dunk. Would we be talking one dunk that he didn't take, and look where we are. Now, here's my point about Simmons, Harden. I'm an older guy. I go back to set shots. And before Bob Cousy, okay? So I've seen a lot of basketball. There are very few people that I've seen that are like Harden. At the end of the game, and we had one of those. His name was Butler, and we let him go. At the end of the game, when you want the man to have the ball, I can't think of too many other people that I'd rather have the ball than Harden. He is the best, the best one-on-one guy today. He has defense, not great. He can pass. But one-on-one, he's unstoppable. He's the kind of person that when you played horse, you didn't want to play. So I would sit tight. The rumors seem to be that he wants to come here. The general manager, I think, on the inside line doesn't want to get hit with the tampering, but I think he's got the word that he will come here. I would sit tight. This guy is unusual. I would wait for him.
Well, he is unusual. I mean, Marcus, in terms of Harden himself, he's one of the great offensive players of all time. Like, I would love him here.
And he changed the game.
Yeah.
You know, he made traveling acceptable. Steph started it with the carries and the step backs and the garbage. But James Harden took it to a point where, like, you can essentially catch the ball, like, do the Virginia reel, shoot the ball having gotten open, and – you know, just have that kind of space. And he got so good at it that they changed the rules again about initiating contact.
Yep.
I mean, that's the type of offensive player you've got in your hip pocket. You can argue that he changed the way the game is officiated and the way the game is adjudicated, the way Wilt changed the way the game is the rules of the game. He's had more offensive impact than maybe any player since Wilt, because he cheated all the time. Granted, you know, he initiated contact, he carried a ball, he walked, but he's changed the game. And it's to say you don't want two or three of that, that's the other thing we haven't talked about. What is Joel's prime, and when is Harden done with his prime?
It's a short window, maybe 3 years.
3 years, yeah, max,
three.
Right?
That's what I would say, three. Two or
and
three
you got to figure, say it's five for each of them. Harden is valuable for five more years. Not at his prime, but valuable. At least one of them will be hurt in the playoffs for one of those years.
So you're getting
three out of five, right?
Yes.
That's who Joel has been, and that's the reality about older players. Mm-hmm. So arguing against myself, that's also part of the calculus you have to incorporate when you talk about James Harden and Joel Embiid playing together. How together are they going to be when it matters?
And if the Sixers had max cap space, I you wouldn't be hearing this argument from me. The Nets have to agree to take Ben Simmons back for James Harden, and that's where everyone loses me. Like, assuming this is going to happen, I think it's a brick wall they're heading down.
I would love to see that, by the way. That chemistry with that coaching staff in that arena, that would be really interesting to me. I'm not saying it would work or wouldn't work. I don't know. It's hard for me to get my head around whether or not that would work. And I love basketball. I watch basketball more than anything else, probably more than anybody you know. And I don't know how that formula works. And it's very contingent on where Ben's game is, sure, and what role Ben is willing to play with that configuration.
Yeah, and does Durant, who's probably got to sign off on all this, agree to all of it and want him there? 215-592-9494. I don't want to wait. Trade Ben now. Help Joel Embiid before the trade deadline. Marcus says no. The Sixers are right. The Sixers are right to wait. Maury's wait to right. Wait. Right to wait on all this for the trade deadline coming up in a little over 2 weeks. All right, coming up next, we will have all your phone calls, and we're going to talk to Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network. He got everyone in this city all riled up last week because he proposed a trade on Twitter which would send 3 number 1 picks to the Seahawks and Russell Wilson back to Philadelphia. We'll get Daniel Jeremiah's thoughts on that. Why did he tweet it, and what does he think about Jalen Hurts? 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. Joe Giglio, Marcus Hayes, in for Mark Cerise on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.